Welcome everyone, we're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Power of Words, Shir number 37. And we're going to talk today about the tactic people use, high pressure tactics, to pressure people, causing a great amount of discomfort. Browbeating someone, speaking in an overbearing manner, causes a tremendous amount of anxiety. People who use this method feel that this is the only way it'll be effective in influencing people to do what he or she wants them to do. But in reality, a sincere speaker can overcome many obstacles. If you're truly interested in the welfare of another person and you're not self-centered about it, you're not being narcissistic about it, then you can win a sympathetic hearing using an approach that lies on logic and reasoning and some healthy emotional warmth. But when you use high-pressure tactics, you may win short-term, but you'll lose long-term. People will start resenting you, and people will start trying to avoid you, and therefore it's best to work on approaches that will be mutually beneficial for one another, not using those high-pressure tactics to get what you want in life. Husbands and wives have to make sure not to do this with each other as well. Employees and employers, so on and so forth. Another issue that one has is this concept of looking for kavod, honor-seeking. People strive to be in the limelight. They'll do anything to achieve that attention, to receive that applause of other people. They desire it so much that they're willing to humiliate another person in order to gain that type of kavod. They'll look at every opportunity to use their ability to think of a clever joke to bring down a person, to bring a wisecrack that would bring a person down, to be this love of being the center of attention, being willing to cause pain to others to obtain that goal is very unhealthy. This self-centeredness at the expense of others is detestable, it's horrible, it's terrible. And if we take an honest look at what we are doing, we would be ashamed when we resort to tactics such as these. So there's these einas devarim, that sort of sophisticated way, by just throwing in a joke here and there. We know in Pirkei Avos says, Eizu Mechubed HaMechabed HaSabriyas, an honorable person is someone who honors others. But if you show a lack of respect for others, you actually are bringing yourself lower. And therefore, the only way to achieve genuine honor is to obtain it by showing interest and respect to others in a real way. Also, one, it's important to know how others people view you when you insult somebody. When you insult somebody, number one, the person who you're insulting will look at you in a negative way. That goes without saying. But anyone else that hears you insulting that person will look at you negatively as well. People do not like being disgraced by others. And if you insult someone else, you're like disgracing yourself. People will view you as a person who lacks love of others, who is arrogant, who lacks self-control, who's callous, lacks compassion, wants to hurt a person rather than to help them with chesed. People may smile when they're being insulted, but they're really just trying to wiggle out of it, but they're hurt. So one has to be very, very careful. Humor also. You could use it both ways. Appropriate humor can have a very positive effect. It could put someone at ease, lighten their heavy feelings, has tremendous healing potential. However, often humor at someone else's expense is not funny at all. Everyone recognizes that humor at someone else's expense is not very funny at all. But it's a big Yetzer Hara. People have a different sense of humor kosher jokes, not kosher jokes, corny jokes, all these things. If you get irritated by someone trying to do that, treat him with respect, treat her with respect. But again, humor is one of those things that can be used positively or negatively, and in the realm of Einas Devarim as well. It could be used in a way that would hurt, and one has to make sure to use humor only in a way that could help. Sometimes a person sharing his problems or her problems with you, and you're saying, I don't care, that's your problem, I can't deal with this. By saying that, you're causing that person pain. Because not only are you not helping him or her with a difficult situation in a practical way, you're actually showing them that you're not concerned about their welfare. And we need to work on making sure our humor is done in the right way. Sorry, going back to I don't care. Someone says, I don't care. Feeling that no one cares about your difficulty in life makes those difficulties harder to cope with. At the very least, say, I'm sorry that I'm unable to help you if you can't. But I do care about you and hope you will be able to solve your difficulties, even if you can't help them at the moment. But when you don't really care about the tzaras of other people, about the difficulties of other people, it's a lack of compassion on our part. It's a lack of empathy on our part. Very often it's embarrassing for us to admit that we're lacking that empathy. We have to work on it. But yet we need to ask ourselves, how would I want others to respond to me if I were to approach them in a similar manner? If they have capacity to help us, we have capacity to help them. We do everything we can to help those people. Some people are so negatively influenced where they say, I have nothing to lose, so why not do the wrong things I'd like to do? That's a terrible thing. That's a yush. That's a despair that causes the most terrible things to exist. One has to be careful with that mentality. One has to avoid the inyan of rechilas, which we're not going to get into now in detail. Rechilas means, I heard someone say lashon hara about you. That would be rechilas. Be careful with not to be guilty of rechilas, not to be guilty with einas devarim. They're very often connected to one another. For example, someone wants to hire a person as a job, but he was told factors about him that are true, and you don't want to hire him. If you say, I heard lashon hara against you, so I'm going not going to hire you, that causes distress. So you have to be very careful to learn the halachis of lashon hara in order to understand what you're doing and to do it in the right way. Bracha natzlacha.